Amens. Steve is coming up. Right, there they are already. Let's welcome them, shall we?
Good morning. Isn't God good? And just to know that His grace is enough, and that's all we need. We can rely and trust on that. And God is faithful in His promises to get us through it. We have had a rough year. We've had a rough week, really rough week. But look, here we are, and God is good. So Pastor Bill asked me if I could come up here and beg for money. So, no, not really. Oh, well, let me take my mask off. That'd be a good idea. Just trying to be. Okay. First of all, I would like to thank everyone for their support that we have had over the past years. All of you have been truly amazing. You have supported us in good times, in bad times, in rough years, in rough weeks, and you've always been there for us. We've asked for things in the past, and your response has been over and beyond anything we could have ever thought. There have been times where we have been reluctant to ask for stuff because we know that we won't be able to carry it all because you guys have been so faithful. You guys always support us with everything that we've ever needed. God has always been faithful, and you have always been faithful. We thank you very, very much for all that you've done.
And secondly, we'd like to thank all the people that have been part of the mission team over the years. There's been, you know, you'll hear Steve's name or you hear my name, and really these teams, they're a big, important part of what we do in Mexico with the work. And it takes teamwork. These teams, they work very hard. Teamwork we've seen is just remarkable. It's outstanding. We're always amazed every time we return from a trip. Just how much work, you know, how much the Lord accomplishes through what the team has done and all the gifts that He's given those people, He puts them to work. And we have wonderful Bible teachers, we have carpenters, there's been musicians, and we're so thankful that all those people use their gifts and even just serving the just a servant's heart. They work really hard. And we just wanted to say thank you to them. Thank you for taking time away from their families. They even take off, you know, vacation time to be on a trip. And so we're just thankful for them. We're thankful that they love the children at the orphanages. And just the time that they've given them. We're thankful for the time that they share the gospel with them. But mostly, you know, they put the gospel into action, and that's just really what it's all about. And so we just wanted to thank those people that really work so hard.
Okay, so just a quick update on what we've been able to do in the last year. We weren't able to do everything that we had planned, but God allowed us to do more than we ever thought we could do. In the midst of border cross closings and difficulty crossing the border, quarantines, and all the other stuff that we've been through the last year, we were able to still get to make 5 trips down to Camargo. We were there in March, July, October, December, and even the first part of this month. Just a quick update on what we were able to do. As you see in that video there, there was a section of the roof there that was always giving us trouble. Every time we go, there was another leak. We'd fix a leak. And anyway, we were able to put up a new roof, pitched roof, tin roof, and I think all those problems have been solved thanks to the hard work of all the teams that are part of that project. This part right here is another part that one of the hurricanes that went through down in the Gulf, the aftermath passed through here and took up a lot of this tin. We were able to reseal it and put it all back down the way it's supposed to be, and those problems have been solved also. This is the finished product of that one roof that we built. Nice tin sloped roof. We were able to go down and, you know, something I learned just on our last trip is that Valentine's in Mexico is not just about romance and all this, but it's about family. It's about caring for each other, not just romantic relationships, but it's brothers and sisters and family and neighbors and just taking care of each other. And we tried to get that just for them to see that even though they're not brothers and sisters, but they are one family. And they were pretty excited. You heard Pastor Bill talk about the washer and dryer that we were able to take them down. They were really struggling. They had one washing machine and a clothesline to dry their clothes. Well, we were able to purchase a heavy-duty washer and dryer. Kind of tried to lift them up so that they wouldn't have to struggle to get the clothes in and out and stuff. This is a picture of the washer, and this is a picture of the lady that does the washing for him. She was very, very thankful that she was able to have this new washer. We also had this picnic table donated, and, you know, it's always a struggle to come up with new things to do, but Carol was able to find these different ideas on the internet, and we just saw this plan to the way to paint it, and it comes in a kit, so the boys and girls painted it, the boys put it all together, and then we were able to put this design on. And just to show that after we were done, we asked the kids, well, what does the sun do? And it gives us heat, it gives us light, and what is the light? And he said, well, Jesus is the light, they said. And isn't it important to remember that Jesus is the one that we need to be looking to daily? And it was just a real good lesson to teach the kids. Real quick, too, as most of you know, we have been planning to move down to Rio Grande City to be closer to the orphans so we can help meet the needs there on a more daily basis. It's kind of hard to accomplish a lot of stuff in just 2 days, real quick. So we wanted to move there last year, but you know all the things that happened, the COVID, the border crossings, closures, and that kind of stuff. So it was really pretty much impossible to do. But we are planning on making this happen this year. The dates haven't been set, but it should be within the next few months. So in lieu of that, we have asked Paul Koo to take over as a mission director here in at the church to help organize teams to go down and continue the support that we've been able to do at the orphanage. Paul has been a faithful brother. He has truly been a servant of the mission team. In addition to the work that we do there, we are excited and expecting that God will be able to expand our outreach and to continue to grow the work that we've started there in Mexico. We just hope that we can keep up with the Lord. We thank God for the support that you have been to us, and we encourage you to support Paul in all that he does in continuing the work here. We really want to thank you for your faithful support from Carol and I and from the kids. So this happens to be the group of the kids that is at the orphanage right now. So when, in your prayers, we pray that you continue to pray for them on a daily basis. So all the kids just wanted to thank you also. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm thankful for any time we get to do this and just reflect on the work that the Lord's done. Thank you. Okay. So I'm thankful to be able to share that with you guys today. As you know, Haltom Christian School is Love Never Fails local work. And the heart of Love Never Fails is to change the lives of children. And the truth is that all children are at risk. We know we must be sober, vigilant, because our enemy walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. On dedication day, I shared how the Lord had likened HCS to an ark. And over the past year and a half, it has proven to be so. The Lord has established this place as a safe environment where children are loved unconditionally. Their hearts are nurtured as they grow in their character and their walk with the Lord. We are abundantly blessed to have the opportunity to mold the hearts of children through the Word of God, and this provides them a hand up in life. As a school in its infancy with a very unique model, there are inevitable challenges we will face. Every day presents new obstacles that must be overcome. Over the past year, these challenges have been compounded in the midst of a pandemic and most recently, Snowmageddon in Texas. Yet, we continue to weather the storms of this world unfazed. These photos are from our 100th day of on-campus schooling this year. The parents and staff were overwhelmed, and many of the teachers shared that to them that day was a miracle, and it is. And moments like this often lead to a conversation amongst teachers about how our school operates in an alternate reality, a supernatural realm. I believe with all my heart this is because when the teachers and I step through the door each morning to begin the day's work, we are reminded that without the Lord's goodness and faithfulness, Haltom Christian School would not be here. The Lord founded this school under a divine appointment for such a time as this, and this changes our whole perspective, because we're privileged to see the Lord's hand moving evidently in many ways every day. In fact, everyone associated with HCS has a story, and one of my favorite parts of my job is being able to hear their testimonies. They take a step out in faith, and the Lord reveals his faithfulness. Our first student was enrolled by a father who was out of work at the time, and on his application, he wrote, "I feel like this is just another test of faith. So in faith, we are submitting the application." The Lord blessed the obedience of this father and this family and provided their needs as they stepped into the unknown. Another family that enrolled their child did not know what they would do about Homeschool Friday, which is a day where students continue learning at home, because both parents worked full-time. But they knew the Lord had led them to Haltom, and this was the school he had chosen for their family. After submitting their registration in faith, the mother received a new job that matched our campus schedule exactly. On our most recent parent survey this year, one family wrote, "If we had to live through COVID just to end up at HCS, it would have been worth it for our family. We have grown spiritually as a family because of what our children are learning at school and the questions they ask when they come home. As I considered what to share today, I was reminded of the word the Lord gave me at the beginning of this school year from Nehemiah 2:18, which says, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me." God's faithfulness is evident. The hand of our God is good upon Halton Christian School. And the second half of the verse says, "So they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' Then they set their hands to this good work." And I'm so thankful for the people that the Lord sends to HCS. The teachers are so dedicated and so willing to meet the needs of each child because they're going through so much this year. And I'm so thankful for the families that have stepped out in faith. And so the Lord is moving here. And if you're thinking, "I want to be part of God's great work," or "How can I get involved?" then I encourage you to come see us after service in the main lobby and to take the step out in faith and see what doors the Lord will open. Set your hands to this good work. The benefit of going into uncharted territory is that only the Lord can lead the way and a grand adventure unfolds.
It just became a living word to me. It came alive in my heart. However, I did not know at the time what the Lord was doing. So instead of going down and teaching the evening message that I'd already prepared, I went down and taught on that verse. And little did I know that that would become the foundational scripture for Love Never Fails International.
LNFI began its stateside charitable programs in 2005 at Dayton Square Apartments, a federally funded low-income housing complex located here in Haltom City. In Dayton Square, LNFI volunteers served as after-school mentors. The program offered a safe place for children to come, be fed dinner, get help with their homework, be loved on and taught about the Lord without any cost to their parents. It wasn't long before LNFI caught the attention of the principal of South Birdville Elementary, and in 2006, the program moved into two elementary schools here in Haltom City. This signified the beginning of Love Never Fails after-school program. The decade preceding its beginning in Dayton Square, the Lord opened many doors for LNFI. The program was given the incredible privilege to serve children in several school districts, including Birdville, Crowley, and Fort Worth ISD. The after-school program addressed situations and brought about solutions to children who were considered economically disadvantaged and at risk for academic failure. 95% of the LNFI children live in households below the federal poverty line. 43% live in a family with an annual income of less than $10,000. 53% of its children came from single-parent homes, while several students live in shelters and foster care. Through these programs, children are offered a safe place to spend their afternoon after school hours. They receive academic and character enrichment, support with their homework, and fed a hot meal.
The greatest way that we reach into the hearts of the children, besides loving them, being there for them, and truly helping them, was every summer we would take as many children, at-risk children as possible, to camp. And that was an expensive adventure, believe me, sometimes $20,000 to $30,000. But it was there. They spent 3-4 days at camp. They had meals 3 times a day. They slept in their own bed. Some of those kids have never slept in their own bed and never eaten 3 meals a day. And because of all the great support from not only from Calvary Chapel and major corporations from, all over America that gave money and funds to support this work, that paid for the camp and so forth. So it was there that we were able to really share Jesus Christ. We had hundreds of children come to the Lord. Then we would baptize them right there before we left camp in the swimming pools that were available for us.
Programs operated 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, from 3 to 6 p.m. While all of the schools presented unique challenges, I Am Terrell Elementary School would prove to be the most challenging. It was located in the heart of the most poverty-stricken area of Fort Worth, number one in rape, murder, and drugs. It was a community plagued with violence and crime. The children nominated into the after-school program there were selected by either their principal, teacher, counselor, or social worker due to poor grades, poor conduct, social seclusion, and/or a difficult home life. LNFI made a huge impact on the students at I Am Terrell. Children transformed from secluded, angry students to motivated, positive leaders in their classrooms. The character improved significantly, with 89.3% of students receiving a satisfactory or higher in conduct on their last 6 weeks' final report cards. In the fall of 2014, LNFI hosted a huge harvest festival for the families and community around I Am Terrell Elementary. Admittance is free. This was something they'd never experienced in their local community before. Festivities included games, dunk tanks, bounce houses, face painting, a DJ, and food. Over 100 volunteers from CCFW signed up to serve at this event. The Lord touched the hearts of so many children and families who desperately needed to be shown the love and mercy of Jesus. The improvements the school's administration saw in the hearts of students in LNFI programs and the charity's willingness to serve this community opened the door at I Am Terrell for CCFW to begin a children's church at the school. Every Sunday afternoon, Pastor Bill and Becky and a large group of volunteers from CCFW would show up at I Am Terrell and play games with the kids, teach them about the Lord, feed them lunch, and minister to them. Through this outreach, many children from LNFI programs at I Am Terrell Elementary gave their hearts to the Lord. Mentorship and building relationships were at the heart of LNFI. They had a great volunteer base of dedicated and caring mentors who wanted to see all the children succeed. These mentors realized the importance and impact a positive role model has in the life of a child, especially with children who lack guidance, accountability, and encouragement in their daily lives. Every mentor came alongside each child and gave them the emotional and social support to help them succeed. They took an interest in their lives and helped them see themselves as God sees them, full of potential and purpose.
Also with this program, there are times that I really doubted, I don't know, are these kids, are they really going to change? Do they really know that they're loved? Will they really know that God's love never fails? And sometimes the middle schoolers, they would ask me, love does fail, so why are you saying love never fails? I've seen love fail. I've seen my dad leave. I've seen divorce. I've seen pain. So I know that love fails. How can you say love never fails? And God used that opportunity for us to say, you're right, human love, it fails, and we fail. But the love we're talking about is the love of God that will never fail you.
LNFI's vision statement is to see all children, both locally and globally, live a successful and joyful life. This vision was fulfilled for many years in LNFI. The focus of LNFI stateside work shifted at the end of 2017 when the charity began to take on the idea of opening a Christian school. Pastor Bill met with Heather Gonzalez, the nursery director of CCFW and a former teacher and homeschooling parent, to discuss a passion the Lord had given him. Pastor Bill wanted to see children in CCFW's local community and church body have access to affordable Christian education. This first meeting was the beginning of what would become a year and a half long journey to see Halton Christian School, home of the Archers, come into fruition and open its doors to students for the 2019-2020 school year. HCS is more than a school, it is a ministry. It is a living example of the heart of LNFI, which is to serve and change the lives of children. Over the last few years, miracle after miracle has taken place in the form of one divine appointment after another. Where one door is closed, the Lord opened another. From obtaining an initial permit, to forming the school's foundation, to putting together an official website, and to the school's official opening date, it has been clear that the Lord is the one leading and guiding. The past 3 years have been quite the adventure, and there have been many victories and challenges along the way. Through it all, God has remained faithful. Proverbs 19:21 states, "Many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." By God's grace and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the purpose of the Lord will be established and fulfilled at Halton Christian School. Global work began on Easter Sunday, March 27, 2005, when the church sent out Roger and Kathy Cheeseborough as full-time missionaries to Meru, Kenya, under the banner of LNFI. Roger and Kathy worked faithfully to improve the lives of the children they served in Kenya. Together, they fed and cared for more than 430 children a day, many of whom were orphans with no place to call home, surviving in the most unsanitary, dangerous living conditions. Many of these children lost their lives due to illness that could be prevented with vaccination, and so LNFI hired a doctor to help meet their medical needs in hopes of improving the health and quality of life. Roger and Kathy's hope was to build an orphanage in Meru, and they were working diligently to make that a reality until the military intervened, saying unless they gave them $10,000, they would be arrested and taken to jail. As a result, Roger and Kathy fled to Uganda, and LNFI lost everything in Meru, Kenya. Through a contact, LNFI established a relationship with a couple from South Korea who were doctors training other doctors in a hospital in North Korea. This Christian couple were secretly supporting a state-owned orphanage in North Korea, providing Bibles, clothing, and other supplies for the children. LNFI partnered with this couple and gave over $5,000 worth of children's clothing to the children at this orphanage. The clothing had to be shipped from the U.S. to China and was then taken underground into the country. In August 2009, LNFI's global work in Mexico began. Pastor Bill, Roger, and Kathy met with Sister Elma, the director of Casa Hogar Mami, in Reynosa, Mexico. Sister Elma invited them to the orphanage where they were able to tour the facility and learn more about the needs there. After this visit, LNFI began supporting the work at Casa Hogar Mami by feeding clothing and caring for the children there.
One of the real interesting things that I saw one time was we were driving into the orphanage, and about a block away there was a building, a two-story building, just riddled with bullet holes in it. And just caused us to realize how close the violence was to the orphanage and what they had to deal with there on a day-to-day basis.
Soon after LNFI's partnership with Casa Hogar Mami, Steve and Carol Chavez became the missions directors at CCFW. LNFI's global work in Mexico truly caught fire under their leadership.
Of course, Steve and Carol and the mission team, they are par excellence. And I don't know that I have ever seen personally a mission team and Steve and Carol, the whole team, where they pour their hearts into what they do. It's a joy for me. It's a joy to see all that the work that they've done there.
Numerous teams from CCFW visited Casa Hogar Mami for many years, completing countless projects to help improve the facility and living conditions. LNFI provided funds to build the entire third floor in the facility to make room for the children and caregivers who live there. It was during LNFI's partnership with Casa Hogar Mami that Steve and Carol came into contact with Roy Busby, a dear brother who has dedicated his life to building homes for impoverished families. After learning about the needs of the people living in the border towns of Mexico, LNFI partnered with Roy and in 2013 helped build a home for a young orphan girl who had graduated from the school and moved on from the orphanage.
You know, you see people that are hardworking, not really different from me. That could be me. And you see them living in houses that are built with basically, you know, the crates that you get produce in the grocery store. People had houses that were basically built out of that. No running water, no indoor plumbing. You know, you've got to get your water down from the river. You don't own the land, so they can come and kick you off anytime they want to. And you got to worry about the cartels. It gives you definitely a very deep gratefulness for what we have, and you know, you want to make it better for people. So that was life-changing, I think.
Steve and Carol truly understand that in order to meet the spiritual needs of people, you first have to meet their physical needs. Together, they have led numerous teams to build homes for the people in the colonias and have provided support so that many of these families are able to get on their feet and survive. Since 2013, 19 fully furnished homes have been provided for families living in otherwise desolate, unsafe conditions.
I mean, when you can look into the eyes of a family and you dedicate a brand new home and you see, you've seen what they've come out of and what they go into. It's all debt-free. It's all paid for. What an incredible work that God has called us to do, to take a family and their children out of that kind of poverty and to raise them up.
LNFI's dedication to this area has created trust with the people who live there and provided the opportunity for many long-lasting relationships. Because of this trust, numerous families have been ministered to and hope has been restored. As a result, so many from this community have received Jesus Christ as their Savior.
When they walk into the house and they see what the church has provided for them, they are, I mean, a lot of them just break down and are just overwhelmed with what they've received from God. When we stop and we tell them, this is not from us, this is not from Roy or Rebecca, this is from the Lord. The Lord has provided this for you. Just so they could see that God is a God, a loving God, and a God that loves them and has given all that for them.
In 2016, Steve and Carol began working with another orphanage in Camargo, Mexico, Casa Hogar de Niños Camargo. The children at this orphanage have no outside family support or contact. Many of them were placed at the orphanage by Child Protective Services or were abandoned as infants. Some of these children are victims of past trauma and abuse. Several of them have lived in the orphanage their whole lives.
In the past, 6 years that we've been there, we've watched them grow up. They're pretty much all teenagers now. There's just a few that are under 10. And we've watched them grow. Every time we go in there, we share, you know, Bible lessons with them and just try to get across a lot of the biblical principles. And we've seen them change and grow over the years. They show a lot more respect now. They're matured a lot. It's just really neat to see the relationship that we've built with them too. We've become like family to them.
Pastor Luna describes LNFI's support of the orphanage as their lifeline. He has said that before LNFI, they were barely surviving and that the charity was an answer to prayer. LNFI not only provides monthly support for the orphanage to keep it running and operating, but it provides stability and loving godly relationships that are so vital to the overall health of the children and the staff who work there. The children see the same people coming back time after time, and it gives them hope and lets them know that they are not forgotten about and that they are loved.
Well, when we first started going in, the kids would say, well, thank you for coming in, but you'll probably never come back. And then we told them, yeah, we're coming back, we're coming back. So the next time we went, they would say, well, you came back again, but you'll probably never come back anymore. And we showed up again, and then they said, well, if you come back next time, maybe you could do this and this. And now when we go, they say, when you come back, can you bring us this? Can you bring us that? So it's been really rewarding to be able to see that they've built a trust with us, and they know that we're committed to them.
This past year has looked very different for LNFI and the CCFW mission team. But the charity's commitment to the orphanage in Camargo continues strong, and even in the midst of a global pandemic, God has remained faithful. Once the stay-at-home order was lifted, the team was able to make several trips to the orphanage in 2020, delivering food, beds, new shoes, and money raised from the garage sales. God's work and the power of the gospel continue for the precious children at Casa Hogar de Niños Camargo through LNFI and the generous support of its donors and faithful supporters.
For now, for the last 16 years, LNFI, you know, we have loved and prepared and helped hundreds and, well, thousands of children through the ministry that God has given us. So that's what Love Never Fails is all about. It's only really about children, at-risk children, children that are living in poverty, and how to give them a hand up, not a hand out. And that's what Love Never Fails International is all about.
There are people that are falling and slipping all over this planet. They are falling and hurting and scraping and climbing and pleading, trying to survive and make it. And the only hope that they have is when someone like you or me. We walk up to them after they have failed. When the Holy Spirit of God moves upon you and you walk up to them and you place in their hands something, a word, anything that says, I think you're a special person, and ask for nothing in return except to be Jesus to them for a moment, to be the light of the world to the ones that are outcast and no one wants, just for a moment. Have you ever been an outcast? It is not a wonderful place to be. God loves them, and He needs us and wants us and commands us to love everyone.
God is good, amen? Just look what you have done all these years. Isn't it amazing? I mean, when you look back, and if you know, I'm going to, first of all, let's thank Abby Statman. She's the one who put that whole video together. Just a lot of work. Abby, what a great job you did. It only took her about 6 years. No, I'm teasing. But what a blessing she is, and a great job that she's done to put all that together. So much research. You know, the thing that we need to focus on just for the next few minutes, because I won't keep you long. It's already nearly time to go. But listen, do you remember when the angel, the Lord of hosts, showed up and spoke unto Zechariah and said, you need to give a word to Zerubbabel. Remember, he was the one who led, I think, the first team there to Jerusalem and so forth. And they were talking about rebuilding the temple, and that your hand, Zerubbabel, you would do it. And then the Lord said, gave a word to Zechariah. He said, do not despise the day of small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. That's exactly what happened here. Amen? Oh, the Lord is rejoicing to see the work that you have done in His name and for the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, when you think, I mean, you know what today, not only today is Mission Sunday, do you know what today is? Anyone know? Yes, thank you. Today is the 28th anniversary of Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. It was 28 years ago. On this very Sunday, 28 years ago, actually 29 years, we moved out of the living room to the church. So it was when we had our very first service in a church building. And it was almost reminiscent of this horrible weather we've just had, because the church didn't have any heat. That's another story. But the fact of the matter is, this is a day to celebrate all that God has done. And God never despises, He rejoices to see the work that's always beginning for Him. So here we are, we're celebrating our global work, which is working in Mexico, wherever the Lord leads, and we're celebrating our local work, which after 14 years, of course, in the Fort Worth Independent School, other school districts with our at-risk programs for kids. We now, July 21st of what was it, 2019, we dedicated Haldim Christian School. And oh, the wonderful things that God is doing. Let me say something. When you think about at-risk children, I think Heather said just a moment ago, all children are at risk. Did you say that? Yes, that's a true word. You know why all children are at risk? Because they're born into a fallen world. And listen to me. A child that has an empty mind, or a mind that's not being fed the right thing, that is spiritual poverty. Amen? That's why Haldim Christian School is so important. Because not only are we feeding the minds in the children in Mexico and wherever we reach out, but we're doing it also right here at the school as well. So thank God for all He's doing. And you said, well, Bill, how did all this come about? Very simple. You know, it was my faithfulness. No, come on. You know better than that. No, it wasn't my faithfulness. Listen to me. Let me ask you a quick question. What, you know, there was the upper room. Now it's the media room. That used to be my office. That was the room that the Lord, I already had my sermon prepared for Wednesday night. And you just heard a part of that sermon that I delivered from 2004. And as the Lord told me to go through and look up, and I landed up on the foundational verse, like I just said, of Ellen F.I., but didn't know it was going to be that at the time. Didn't have a clue. But what would have happened had I said, wait a minute, I worked all day, and this is the manna. Lord, why would you leave me to have my sermon already prepared? Now you want me to go teach something else? You follow me? What would have happened if I had not proclaimed the word that God gave me? Do you see what I mean? Oh, how important it is you stay on the narrow road and you do what God, the Holy Spirit, tells you to do. Oh, how many opportunities have we missed because of things just like that? Thinking in our mind, no, that can't be God. No, listen, let me tell you how all this was accomplished. It was accomplished by the faithfulness of our Lord God. Amen. He is always faithful. It says in Psalm 15, 115:1, it says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Listen, when we step out and do what God wants us to do, he not only rejoices, loved one. I'm sorry, my allergies, you know how it is. It's typical. You know by now, so don't worry about it. I don't have COVID. That's what happens when you freeze for about 40 hours, you know what I mean? But God not only rejoices, loved one, God steps out with us. You see, where God guides, he is always going to provide. Amen. And that's what he's done for us. So, man, I tell you, I stand here today, I'm in awe of all that God has done over the years, because I don't know the first thing about how to operate a Christian school. And may I tell you, I don't know the first thing about how to run a charity, and everybody knows that. And I don't have a clue about the church. I depend on God. Amen. See, he's faithful. The Bible says when we are faithless, he remains faithful. You know why? It means because, why does he remain faithful? Because God cannot change. He is always faithful to everything that he says in his word. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 7:9, therefore it says, know that the Lord your God, he is God. He is the faithful God. And I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know that? Do you know that our God is faithful? He will always be faithful. Whenever you do what God asks you to do, he is faithful. Amen? Oh, that word is so important. He's faithful concerning our salvation. He's faithful about opening doors when we're being tempted. Listen, you go back to Meru, Kenya. You're talking about faithful. The Bible says that God is faithful, that he will guard us from the evil one. Amen? You know, Roger and Kathy, who, when we went sent to go to Meru, we were going to buy 36 acres of land and build an orphanage there. That was a great, great work of God. Do you know how, when we think about, see, you can't go through the whole history. I can't tell you about how many children were beheaded. I can't tell you about how many died. I can't tell you about every morning when Roger and Kathy would wake up, there was trails of blood leading out into the jungle where people would end up and they would be decapitated. It was a horrible time of violence in that area. It was so violent that, you know what? We had to hire a guard for Kathy and Roger. And we put a 6-foot fence around their house that they were sleeping in. And then we went 6 feet out from the 6-foot fence and put another 6-foot fence out, hired a guard to be in the fence, and their bedroom was literally a jail cell. And that's where they slept. Now, that's the commitment that this church has. That's a committed people like you got. We do what God tells us to do. Amen? And I say, Lord, you're so good. And no matter what we face or going to face in the days ahead, and there's many things I'm sure that are coming that we're unaware of, but our God doesn't change. Amen? He'll never change. His mercies, they fail not. His compassions, they never fail. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. And that is the God that we serve. Listen to me now. Jesus, our Lord, he never breaks his word. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever and ever and ever. And I know that this scripture I'm about to read to you, I've probably read 150 times over the years at this church. But it's one that I go to so often. And it says from the Amplified Bible, It says in Hebrews 13:5, it says, be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. Now, I can tell you that when Becky and I were trying to get warm by the fireplace, when the heat had been off, you know, they tell you that it's going to be rolling, but it never rolled back. It just rolled right out of our house and didn't come back. You understand? There we are. You know, she looks like a Muslim woman. She's got the headscarf all on, you know, and I look like John Wayne. A sissy John Wayne. We get hamburger patties out of the refrigerator, you know, and she wraps them in those heavy-duty aluminum foil, puts a big cut of onion on top of those patties. We shove them into the fireplace. Oh, wagon train, man. I mean, right there. You don't even know what wagon train is. We were out there. You know, listen to me. Be satisfied with your present circumstances, with you what you have, and here's why. For he, God himself, has said, let me stop. It said, he hath said. God hath said. That should register in your hearts right this minute. When God has said something, it is true. It is perfect. It is unchangeable. What God says is going to come to pass. It says in that scripture that I go to so often, and he, God himself, has said, and that's all we need. He said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up. Isn't it funny that after all these years, I turn into a sissy when I read that scripture? Because it melts my heart, because it's true. He says, oh no, I'll not in any way fail you. I'll not give you up. I'll never leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not. In the Greek, it says, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, forsake you, let you down, relax my hold upon you. Assuredly not. So take comfort. Be encouraged. Confidently, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear. I will not dread. I will not be terrified. What can man do to me? And the word is absolutely nothing, because we belong to the living God, because we are his purchased possession. Amen. Listen, God, is he faithful? Then let his church be faithful. We must be faithful. We must be the light of the world in this world that is falling apart, that is crumbling, loved one. Listen to me. We must be faithful. Why is Love Never Fails International here? Why is Calvary Chapel Fort Worth? Why is it here? Why are we in Mexico? Why? Why do we have Haltom Christian School? You know why? One word. God said it, and we were obedient. That's it. You who worked, your obedience, your support, your giving, your labor of love, or going to Mexico. Some of you have never seen that, know about all the things that we've done or never participated. And so those, your emotional level may have not been much in those films, the video. Those that worked, your emotions were high. Memories were flooding into your heart. That's what God has called us to do. We have a local work, Calton Christian School, and we have a global work. And the Bible is very clear. The foundational scripture of Love Never Fails was that night, 2004, Wednesday, September 1st. Had I not, didn't have a clue, but I said, God said in Proverbs 19:17, he who hath pity upon the poor. Pity doesn't mean to see the need and do nothing about it. It means to give a hand up, not a handout. Amen? He who hath pity upon the poor lends unto God. Think about that. A loan, you loan God something. And it says, and he, meaning God, will pay back what he, meaning me, you, has given. You see, what we do is an investment in the kingdom of God. Oh, what a privilege and what an honor it is for us to do those things. You know, you have to remember your offerings, and we need them now. We do. Your offerings, loved one, listen to me. They fill empty stomachs, don't they? We fill empty hearts and empty minds. That's what we are doing. We provide shelter or like a home, a safe place for children to be, a safe place for children to be taught the Word of God, and nobody can stop us from doing it. Yeah, amen? Oh, listen, that's what your offerings, what they do. And here we are, God is stretching our faith once again. Steve and Carol, I'm going to miss you guys when you go down there, I tell you. But you know what? We're on a brand new adventure. Will we build a headquarters there? Will we have maybe church services there? What? Who knows what God is going to lead them to do? You understand me? Oh, listen, I'm excited about it right now because I know, God, you step out in obedience. You take those few steps, and the next thing you know, God is saying, oh, yeah, I got you here, but you're going over there. You're going to be doing this, and it's greater than anything that we can ever imagine. Amen? That's the way God, he does those things. And then with Haltram Christian School, my Lord, where is he going to take us? What's going to happen? The history, when we look back, we're going to, just like we look back after 17 years with the charity. My Lord, in 17 years, what is it going to be like if the Lord has tarried? What's the school going to look like? What's Calvary Chapel going to look like? What is the work that God has called us to do? What is it going to look like? It takes faithfulness. It takes your support. And I'm not begging for money. I don't ever beg for money. Amen. But I'm telling you, we have a work that needs to be done. It takes obedience. And here's what I'm asking you to do. Why don't you go back to the main lobby and find out how you can get involved in missions? Go to Mexico, find out how you can support or help, or maybe just make things for the kids and we can ship them down there. You understand? We can all do something. And the same thing with the school. Do you love education? Do you love children? Go back there to the table, talk with Heather, and see maybe if there's a slot that you can fill so you will bless a child. Amen? That's what we do at Calvary Chapel because love never fails. Father, we praise you. We thank you for this Mission Sunday. And Lord God, we thank you for Steve, Carol, all the team, Heather, and all the teachers. And Lord, for Paul Koo coming on now as their assistant. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you that this is a giving church, giving to support because 100% goes to our work, oh God. Lord, raise up people now all over again, not just for the school, but for the work in Mexico as well. And bless your people. And Father, for those, I know we didn't reach out to maybe their needs today, but we were talking about the needs of others. But Lord, bless your church, the sheep of your pasture. Be with them now. Every need be met. Every sickness be gone. Fill them, O Lord, with your blessing and overflow them. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church says, amen.